T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome back to Total Information AM, joined now by a couple of people who ran off and joined the circus. We've got Karen Shoulders and Cecil McKinnon, both from Circus Flora, which will be getting fired up here in just a couple of weeks now. Good morning, guys. Welcome to KMOX.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks.
Tell me, first of all, as we're getting into the season, when are we starting and what do we have to expect here as we get closer?
Well, we're all arriving. All the acts and the performers are arriving as we speak, driving in with trailers, flying in, because we have a huge cast and we have three groups coming, two from Europe, one from Canada. So we have a lot of people coming from very far away. The first arrived from Belarus Saturday. That in itself is like all these arrivals into St. Louis. And then we start rehearsal early next week, and the show begins on June 6th.
Okay. Is it exciting to go to the airport and pick some of these people up? That's got to be kind of fun.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah. And we have our international city taking place right there in Grand Center. So it's a pretty fun time.
Karen, tell me, what is it like trying to, you're as the person who has to kind of be the traffic cop for all this as far as running the show, what is this like as you get into these days leading up to the start?
Well, it's never boring. I wear a lot of hats. So certainly is a fun job. I do everything but perform. So there you go. It's a good time.
Are we going to get you to perform?
Oh, no. I will leave that to the professionals.
You mentioned the folks from Belarus as one example.
Yeah.
This is kind of modeled after an Eastern European circus more than...
Well,
is
you
that
know,
fair to say? Or is
not
that...
really, because historically in the 19th century, there were many, many one-ring shows in the United States touring all over. A one-ring tent show like ours. Then they disappeared and were all bought up. And so we think of it as something that comes from Europe, but in fact, it's an old American tradition as well.
And what made you, when you first started this out, and you've been there from the beginning, Cecil, what was the inspiration and when you got started, and what has it been like to watch the growth?
Well, I always have wanted circus to appeal emotionally and use a story to reach everyone, and so collaborated with David Balding to create the show, and it was a struggle at first. People were like, what? You want me to be what? The circus performers. But now a whole generation of circus performers are trained and enthusiastic about doing shows, taking on various characters and personas. It's a wonderful world as an older performer to welcome this new generation, and I think everyone will be very excited to see what they do.
What is your favorite thing that you get to do in the circus on a night-in, night-out basis?
I think turning to these acts that I think are so fantastic and presenting them to the audience with my full emotional feeling of how great they are. That's fun.
I bet. Now, Circus Flora is named after Flora the Elephant.
Yes.
A retiree.
Yes.
What, as an observer, and you guys don't have elephants in the circus, but as an observer and having seen all of what's gone on over the last few years with Ringling Brothers and with the controversy surrounding that, what has that been like for you to watch? And has it been something that you kind of try to draw from and learn from?
Well, I think it's too bad, but elephants are very difficult to take care of. I mean, they eat, you know, more than you can imagine. and Flora is an African elephant, so that's an even more unusual animal. And to me, I think it's a loss that people don't get to know elephants. But the world is changing, and we all have to confront how to support this enormous creature.
in terms of not having elephants, but I was thinking about the animals that we do have in this year's show, actually.
Yes.
So, yes.
Tell me about who, who we've got.
Yeah, yeah. We have the Hot Diggity Dog show this year, and we also have horses and probably a few other barnyard friends that will be returning this year. So,
how exciting is it to watch the kiddos when they get around these different animal acts? Because they love, I know they love, my daughter is going to be like right up there against the fence.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. The kids, watching the kids is, no offense, Cecil, almost as exciting as watching the acts. I mean, just watching when you can stand back there and watch the reaction of, the, you know, the people in the audience is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, what should people expect? Anything different this year? Anything, what's new this year that people should be looking out for?
The show is set in a grocery store right here in St. Louis.
Yes. Yes. Thanks to our partners at Schnucks. And yes, it's called The Caper in Aisle 6.
That sounds interesting.
So exciting goings on in the local grocery store.
Okay. Can you any hints, any previews of what the caper is?
How much
I'm gonna grill you here.
The caper involves an ancient mineral, a very mysterious ancient mineral that got lost over the eons and is found in Schnucks.
Okay.
Grocery store. Mm-hmm.
So something to look forward to in Midtown. Tell us all about it. Tell us about where and what do we need to do to get tickets.
Yeah, so it is running from June 6th through June 30th. There are shows every single day but Monday. Tickets start at $10. We, of course, this year have our peanut-free preview, our sensory-friendly show, and a couple other special engagements throughout the run. And you can go to circusflora.org to get all your information, the full performance schedule, or call MetroTix at 534-1111 to buy your tickets.
And of course, Circus Flora is a nonprofit organization for those who want to know about that. Karen Scholder, Cecil McKinnon, thank you so much for joining us here on KMOX.
You are welcome. A pleasure.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.